Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Podcast Network Asia.
Sabi kasi ng tricycle driver, isasakay niya daw yung magaganda, mura lang. Bakit kasi? Akala ko 50 lang sisingilin niya sa akin. 70, siningilong ka.
Hello mga kapitbahay, this is Ina.
This is Sari.
This is Yutz.
And that's Ina here.
And you're listening to
Good Answers!
Ayo, bakit? Ang ganda ng sound namin. Tapos kinikilig kami guys. Face to face kami ngayon.
Yeah.
Tatalsikan kami ng lawa.
Tama.
Nagdedemat na uli ako na eye contact.
Meron kaming magandang mic, meron kaming earphones na hindi namin alam isuot, ilang beses kaming kinorek, yung wire down nasa left. Bobo kasi kami!
Wait, alam mo, may friend ako na nagpa-tattoo siya ng kanan, kaliwa, sa ano niya, sa literal sa arm niya.
Ma'am, kawawa siya kapag nag-theater siya kasi di mo magbabago yung stage left. Nasa audience siya, oh, punta ka na stage left. Boom!
Bakit?
Ganon. O siya mga kapitbahay, nag-beat the heat talaga kami. I swear to God, sobrang init sa labas.
Tama.
Anong sinakay niya papunta dito?
Angkas.
Angkas.
Baka naman, angkas.
Baka naman, angkas.
Angkas.
Okay, naman. Angkas sponsors.
Angkas. Angkas.
Alright. So mga kapitbahay, alam nyo, nag-dip lang kami ng toast namin in the water. We're trying kung, alam nyo yun, ready na kami. Oh, ready na kami ulit. Ready na kami ulit mag face to face. So nandito kami at sabi namin, mag-isip tayo ng para mga banlaw utak lang, mga kalat na topic.
Para less pressure ba?
Less pressure.
Parang the goal for today is para to get our jive back.
Oo. So dahil dyan yung topic natin, quantum mechanics. Quantum mechanics! Pero di ba ako lumagsot ang headphones? Boba, sige, ilang beses sinisigil niya sa kanan. Sabi ko pa, ano kaliwa? Sabi ko, oh my God, what's kaliwa?
The scholastic and jump out of you.
What's kaliwa? Char! O yan, actually, so dahil ganda-ganda lang yung topic namin today. Yung topic namin, ganda mo girl. Or yung mga times na may nangyaring moment. Tapos feeling namin when we walked away from that moment, gogo, ang ganda ko. Lagi, ang ganda.
Alam mo, gusto ko lang i-share. Yung adrenaline ko ngayon, para ako nasa stage.
Eh kasi nga, magkakaharap tayo.
Oo, ganun yung pakiramdam ko ngayon. Well, diba? Wala lang. Tatay nga ako
guys, namin meron pang video, right?
So,
actually, hindi na nga ako marunong promojik. Tiningin ako ng tingin dito. Kanina pa ako sinasabihan na
tumingin.
Diba?
Tsaka, guys, kung mahiyaman kami in the middle of the ano, kasi may bago na kaming bantay ngayon.
Oo, guys.
Kasi for context lang, dati kasi ang bantay namin,
Sila Val.
Shout out to Val, na-miss na namin. Nagpagupit!
Ah, talaga?
Si Val. Guys, si Val, shout out to Val. He's a member of PNA, one of the producers. And my God, bayawak Extremadura si Bakla.
Extremadura.
Bayawak Extremadura.
Si Val. Pagdadaan siya,
Teka, alam mo ko nakakatawa. Ang bantay natin ngayon, nag-start din with letter V, si Von.
Hi, Von. Kasi ano, naabutan niya talaga yung saksakan kami ng kababuyan.
Oo, kasi ngayon, di ba nga, dahil duman yung pandemic, wala masyadong kemi, wala masyadong karat. So, di ba, wala tayong masyadong kalat episode.
Tsaka ano na tayo, nag-mature na. Love Ira! Nung nag-mature, nag-flop.
Nag-mature, nag-flop. Guys, huwag nyo kami hayaan mag-flop. Pakinig kayo sa amin. Nag-face-to-face kami para sa inyo. Emmy lang! Awesome, guys. So, sige. Ang title natin ngayon, Ganda Mo Girl or Ikinaganda Mo Yan. So, sino gusto? Meron akong... Kasi I think feeling ko meron akong collection of stories. Wow, ang ganda
ka! Alam mo to me, when
may volume 1, volume 2.
Alam mo to me, well, parang wala akong maisip kasi for me, yung ganda mo moments, ang ano ko doon, ang pamantayan ko is alam niyo yung film na Malena?
Yung paglabas niya ng Yossi.
Yung naglabas ng lighter.
Tapos yung ang daming lighter. Oh, sure, ganda niya doon, girl.
Pag naglalakad siya, talagang yung mga tao, they stop to look at her. Basta Malena, I forgot, si Monica Bellucci ba yung ano, bida nun? Malena. It's Monica Bellucci. Alam mo, in fairness, Monica Bellucci, yung ganda niya. Hindi ko siya... Na-exasperate ako.
Tapos parang pinagpala ng Diyos yung anak niya dahil ang tatay nun si Vincent Castle.
I'm not aware of Vincent Castle but I'm assuming...
Is the ballet teacher sa Black Swan.
Ooh. Oh.
Tapos yung nanay niya, si Monica Bellucci, search niyo yung anak niya. Ma'am, parang... Alam mo, ikaw na. Feeling ko ng past life mong bait mo. Ang ganda niya eh. Parang, ang ganda niya, parang meant, alam mo, meant ka mag-mode. Alam mo yung gano'n? Pagkatingin ko sa kanya, alam mo tong batang to, nagpala siya ni God. Ganon. So, ganon kaganda si Devon, nalimutan ko na.
Oh, tapos kakaiba pa yung pangalan niya. So,
oh, diba, Devon Castle. Ganon.
So, pero, sige, baka kayo muna. Ako wala akong, on top of my head, wala akong maisip ngayon na kinaganda ko moment.
Meron ako, ano, mini lang! Wow, dami kwento ni bakla! Yung akin parang ano, alam niyo yung kantang Bini.
Tapos yung ano, may sparkle.
Yan. Sa akin yun kasi malakas yung hangin noon. So, yan. Tapos yung dun sa may tricycle.
Talaga Pilipina, yeah.
So may tricycle, di ba? Minsan yung mga driver, meron silang malaking sound system, tapos nagpapatugtog sila. Basta ito lang, mabilis lang siyang moment. Paglabas ko, tamang-tama yung part na, alam mo yung, anong instrument yun? Yung ten.
Okay, ganda.
Pero yung instrumental pa lang. Tapos tamang-tama, paglabas ko ng building, may malakas na hangin. Tapos, yun pa yung music. Tapos alam mo yung lumabas pa ako, yung parang feeling ko nagsaslow-mo yung life. Tapos nakatingin sa akin lahat ng tao. Sarang ako, ang ganda ko, girl. Yun. Tapos parang sabi ko, shit, ang ganda ko. Tapos sabay, sumakay ako ng tricycle.
Alam mo, nakwento ko na ba sa Ina na parang feeling ko pinag-usapan ko na sabi ko dati na feeling ko si Ina ay kantong Betraki.
Ano ka? May bagong volume ang Betraki natin. Okay, yung, sige, ano yan?
Yung Betraki powers mo hit its peak pag ang ano mo, ang audience mo is mga ano, mga
Earth. Grabe, di ba alam ko ma-open door eh.
Mga Cargador. Para ang lakas-lakas. Lakas ng powers
ikaw
mo doon.
Ikaw ba yung laging tinatag? Idol.
Oh, yung parang, idol. Parang kumbaga, if it's in any other situation, parang, okay, hindi pangit si Ina. Pero pag ano, pag nilalabas niya yung powers niya sa in the streets, parang pag pinig ko si Ina yung pang nag-riot in the street, parang,
ito pala si Idol eh.
Parang tinig ko, pwede mong gawin yung role ni Sister Stella L. Tapos yung mga tao, they will clamor to you kasi ganun yung powers mo.
Kaya nga, di ba, pag nagbibidjoke ako, people come to me.
Sinabi ko na, parang proletariat Betraki ka.
Proletariat Betraki.
Okay. Am I making sense?
I mean, I take this, own it. This proletarian Betrakiness.
Okay. Oh, it's a superpower, promise. Yung hindi, yung lahat ng pangangailangan mo dito sa Pilipinas, masasagot ng ano mo, ng charm mo.
Parang pag sagot na, kapatid! Parang Avengers!
Ikaw yung leader ng mga
asawa mo, yung mga driver, mga gagawa, power!
Yung weapons, dos por dos, ganyan.
Ganon. Pag tayo ay nag-aklas.
Yun,
tama. Tapos ang requirement dapat yung pananagalog mo ay matatas.
Ganon. Ganyan. Nagigets ko na yung sinasabi diba? Mo.
May ganun power kayo.
Avengers assemble. Tapos mga manggagawa, mga uri manggagawa, assemble. Ganon. I accept
the nomination. Ganon.
Asha, sino susunod?
Ako, ano, madami akong experience na feeling ko ganda-ganda ako. Hindi naman sa ano, GGSS lang siguro ko nung bata ako. Ano, nung po-party kami, kasi diba, there came a time na kami nila Martin, nila Ate Nakre, po-party kami every week. So, yun yung time na wala akong pera, pero like, umuwi ako ng laseng, ganun siya. So parang one time, sa may ano yan, sa Makati, sa Royal, if you know that, ano, parang dumaan ako, naglakad ako from the dance floor. Tapos, pagbaba ko, may dalawang black guys na nakasunod sa akin.
Alam mo, alam ko yan, kasi nasa baba ako nag-iossi.
Tapos, oo, tapos kasi mag-iossi ako, kasi yung smoking area ng Royal, nasa ano siya, sa labas siya, so bababa ka pa. Kasi yung Royal, may staircase siya na malaki. Mm-hmm. Tapos nakikita ko sila, nasa, yung peripheral version, peripheral vision ko, parang nakikita ko na, ay, may nakasunod sa akin. So, okay,
sige. Pag ako yung natakot ako.
Alam mo, ito yan eh. Si Athena yung hihingi ng Yossi, pero hindi magsisindi.
Pero bibigyan siya.
Hindi. Kano ba, hihingi ako sa'yo ng Yossi, di ba? So bibigyan mo ako ng Yossi. So, you know, etiquette dictates na kung nagbigay ka ng Yossi, ikaw na rin magsindi. Pero si Athena, pagkakuha niya ng Yossi, aalis siya. So sabi ko, hindi ka ba magsisindi? Pero magugulat ka, ma'am, may sindi na yung Yossi niya. At may kalaplapan na yun. Ganun lagi yun. Ganun yun.
Ano, siguro yun yung mga ganda-ganda ko sa sarili ko na moment na feeling ko nga ngayon, ang weird kasi simula nang nagka-jowa ko, pag pumupunta ako ngayon sa bar, parang nag-iba na din yung aura ko. Kasi hindi na ako nilalapitan at all or hindi naman sa gusto kong lapitan nila ako. Pero alam mo yun, parang hindi ako sanay na hindi ako nilalapitan.
Parang hindi kasi, ka na ano, ready to fight, hindi na ganun yung aura mo.
Oo, siguro kasi parang hindi na ako tumitingin din kasi.
I was also thinking about that.
Yung sa ano yung The Ring, yung sa parang si Robin na nung na-engage siya kay Barney, suddenly, hindi na siya makakuha ng drink sa bar. Kasi hindi na libre yun. Ano niya, sabi niya. Tapos natawa-tawa ako dun. I was just getting used to the idea of paying rent. No, I can't get free drinks. Sabi niya, rent?
Tsaka parang, di ba parang si Lily, kahit tinanggal niya yung wedding ring niya, naiinis siya na wala lumalapit sa kanya. Pero I really think it's a vibe na parang hindi ka na kasi,
Kasi nung bata ako, kahit nasa malayo siya, pag tinignan ko siya, lalapit siya. So, parang ako, pag tumingin ako, parang gumaganon pa yung mga
ano. Pag taken ako, doon ako mas maraming lumalapit sa akin.
Oh,
alam mo, di ba napag-usapan na natin yan before? Uh-oh. I think, ewan ko kung kasama lang kayo nun, or baka kami lang ni Sari yun nung nagiinuman kami nun. Na I think kasi, with the vibe, napag-usapan namin kayo nung the last episode about superpowers. Na, at one point or another, yun yung ano mo, yun yung superpowers mo, which is a double-edged blade. You're always going to be interesting for people.
It's gonna be an adventure.
It's going to be an adventure. And for better or worse, you'll always invite danger and excitement.
Napaka-exciting kasi nung aura ni Sari.
Yeah. Na parang sa, di ba, para sabi, bakit ganun yung mostly man nagiging lumalapit sa akin, either taken or something, mga ganyan.
Uh-uh.
Because I think these are guys that, you know, have finalo nila yung formula.
Sorry.
Finalo nila yung formula of trying to find a partner.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, they're trying to, kaya gusto nilang sundan na, we're going to have a very conventional, traditional relationship. Tayo lang forever, ganyan. And then suddenly, they meet Sari, and suddenly, they feel like Sari will be able to satisfy yung mga,
unboring, yung mga boring moments.
Yung fantasy nila for something exciting or exhilarating.
Ano, pero practice ko lately yung maging invisible.
Oh.
So, anong tawag dito? Yung friend namin, si Dolly, yung housemate ko dati, very, kaya niyang maging, alam mo, very visible in public. Pero kaya niya rin biglang maging invisible na mamaya di mo alam. Hindi mo na siya nararamdaman. Tapos mamaya wala na siya sa area. So, pinapractice.
And that's hard because Dolly is a very...
Yeah.
Dolly,
loud person.
It's a very loud person. Dolly is the type of person that you feel when they enter the room. Because they will announce it. Or they're
all around. Hi, si Dolly.
Hi.
Kamusta kayo?
Diba, ano, live recording natin?
That's Dolly for you.
Oo. So, tinatry ko maging invisible. Pero,
yung ganda fact, yung feeling maganda ako, nag-start lang siya after high school. Kasi nga, ugly duckling ako eh. Mm-hmm. Umatend ako ng alumni homecoming ng high school. Mm-hmm. Tapos sakto, parang sumayaw pa kami nun. Di, ayos ako, ganyan. Tapos natapunan ako ng drink ng isa. Tapos nagulat ako, 5 panyo ng lalaki.
Mali!
Kasi itsura ko, ay, ang daming panyo. Tapos parang pag tinignan ko yung mukha ng mga lalaki, yung mga kaklase ko dati na hindi man lang ako pinapansin.
O, oh, diba?
Oh my God.
Ang taray ng 5 panyo.
Ano kakaganda? 5 panyo.
So, may sikreto ko.
Dapat ka na lang yung rating natin. Gano'n kakaganda? Feeling ko today, 5 panyo lang.
5 panyo ako.
5 panyo lang. Pero may sikreto kasi ako sa ganyan na every time papasok ako sa bar. Madalas kasi mag-isa akong papasok, ganyan. Or kanina, pagpasok ko sa Burger King. bago ako pumasok, umaura na ako na parang, I have this light within me. Ganon.
So, parang siya,
I'm gonna activate it.
It's like an actor thing.
Oo.
Parang the internal process, you turn external.
Oo. So, parang in-activate ko siya.
Yeah.
Tapos papasok ako, tapos hindi ako titingin anywhere. Pero once na tumingin ako somewhere, alam ko lahat sila nakatingin sa akin. So, pag nakita kong nakatingin sila sa akin, confident ako doon. Feeling ko, ang ganda-ganda ko. Kasi pinaghandaan ko eh.
Lalo na preparation moment siya.
Ano ba? Lalo na pag kunwari, bago ako lumabas ng bahay, ay, I like how I look today. I like how I look today. I feel beautiful today. So, i-activate ko siya. So, pag lumabas ako, tapos na-validate ako na, oh my God, nakatingin sila sa akin kanina. Kaya ako naligaw dito. Kasi ang sinundan ko, papasok ng building, kabilang building, pogi. Tapos, oh,
sabi sa'yo, you invite danger eh.
Ito pa kasi, alam ko naman mukha siyang bading. Ayoko lang i-judge. Pero sabi ko, mukhang siguro taga PNA ito. So sinundan ko siya ng sinundan. Tapos, oh my God, pag aakyat ko ng third floor, sabi sa akin ng guard, ma'am, saan kayo pupunta? Sabi ko, Podcast Network Asia. Ganun pa ako na. Tapos para sabi sa akin, ma'am, hindi po dito yun. Oh my God, naligaw na ako kasi sinundan ko lang yung pogi.
Alam mo, that reminds me, this is a story I always like telling. Mm-hmm. But because it's very interesting, no? It kind of gives you insight. It's about Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, mm-hmm. I love her. Siya yung spirit animal ko.
May story about Marilyn Monroe na, I think, asawa na photographer. Basta there's this photo of her in the internet. Ang sabi doon, Marilyn loves New York because in New York, she can just be Norma Jean. Norma Jean is the real name ni Marilyn, diba? And Marilyn Monroe is her stage name. Sabi niyo. She could just be Norma Jean. She could wear plain Jane clothes and nobody would pay attention to her.
Mm-hmm.
And you always hear stories about Marilyn being this type of character who takes long to prepare or to get into character. And that is something that I learned is simply not true after one, ano. Parang ganun yung kwento ng, ano, ng babae, nung wife ng photographer. I forgot her name. Tapos bigla niya sabi, one day while we were walking along, siguro 5th, 6th Street, kunwari, or 52nd Street, whatever. I mean, yeah. Marilyn suddenly came close to me and she asked, do you want to see her? Sabi niya. I didn't know what she meant. But I found myself saying yes. And then it happened. I didn't know what she did. It was just a moment. It was just there was a light switch being turned on.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, I know that
while
story.
Walking, everyone started looking at her. And everybody started recognizing that she was Marilyn Monroe.
Alam mo, yan yung pangarap ko.
To be able to have that kind of power.
It's more on, kasi I am not confident about myself pag hindi ako nakaayos. Kasi at alam ko na napapalitan ko yung aura at itsura ko depende sa ayos ko eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung confidence level ko or kung paano ko i-switch yung kung anumang switch yan sa utak ko, depende sa kung ano yung nakikita ko sa salamin.
So, kung hindi
ko gusto or hindi ko gets yung aura na gusto kong ilabas, hindi ko rin siya hindi ko ma-activate yun.
Yeah.
Eh, mostly these days, hindi naman ako nag-aayos eh.
Because work from home kaya.
Yeah. So, parang while resting sa bahay nitong mga nakaraan, hindi ko siya nararamdaman. Pero whenever I get the chance na mag-aayos ako, lalabas ako, natutuwa akong maramdaman na, uy, andyan pa rin siya.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. remember yung feeling ko ang ganda-ganda ko nung akala ni Kuyang Angkas Destiny kami.
Oh my God, may ganun din. You have to spill.
Nasa GC natin yun na nagbuka ko sa kanya.
Uh-oh. Ito ba yung angkas driver na palaging siya yung nabubok mo?
Palaging siya yung nabubok ko.
Oh my God.
Tapos feeling niya destiny. Tapos alam mo yung may spark yung eyes niya. Tapos sabi ko talaga, anong gagawin ko? Anong gagawin ko? Kasi parang sabi niya, ma'am, tadhana talaga, ma'am eh. Tapos yung itsura ko talaga.
But was he polite about it?
Yeah, I mean, he's nice. Hindi siya creepy. Hindi niya ako chinachat. Wala, walang ganun. Pero Ma'am, tadhana talaga, grabe. Ilang beses na tayong nagkasama, ma'am. Gumanon talaga siya. Tapos ako din, you know what, it's funny kasi ikaw nga lagi, no? Pero,
yung mata niya na. I understand that sometimes, how do you respond to those types of things?
Oh, no? Hindi mo alam.
Na parang in your head, parang you might think na, he might be right, it might be destiny. But at the same time, parang ayoko naman na.
Ayoko.
Na, parang, it could just be pure coincidence then. I understand. How about you, Athena? Is, for example, when you're feeling yourself, parang shit, ang ganda-ganda ko today, is the process something external, internal, or internal, external?
Papampam kasi ako eh. So, it comes from yung energy ng people sa akin. Kahit gano'n ko kaganda, if kunyari walang pumapansin sa akin or wala man na at least look, I will feel bad about myself.
Tapos kasi, yung nag-wane yung confidence mo.
Pero kasi si Athena, parang ano eh, parang nakaprogram na siya na alam niyang maganda siya. Ganon.
Yeah.
Ganda ko eh.
Nakaprogram na eh. So, sometimes she won't feel it, pero andyan na eh. So, automatic na mangyayari na.
Ewan ko mga kapitbahay, ipapost namin tong video na to. Ayun na yung bago namin plano mga kapitbahay. Para naman masabihin may silbi yung group team.
Mga kapitbahay, if wala pa kayo sa group namin, yung video, may camera kami right now.
Diba?
Yung video namin, ipapost namin sa kapitbahay group. So,
guys, yun nga lang walang caption ha. Kasi hindi na namin alam kung paano mag-captioning.
Yung subtitle.
Walaan nyo na lang. Makinig na lang kayo.
So with you, you rely on the energy of people around you.
It's kind of like that.
Parang you can enter the room, pero someone kailangan may sumali sa'yo.
Hindi. For example, nag-makeup ako, di ba laging yung sinasabi sa akin na peacock ako. Kasi from rags to riches yung itsura lagi. Pag nag-makeup ako. Kasi talagang nag-iiba yung hulma ng mukha ko. I think it's because kapag may pumapansin sa akin, kasi pag mag-isa lang ako gumagawa ng makeup ko, it fails. Like lumalagpas yung eyebrows. Pero pag may pumapansin sa akin, oh, ang ganda ng eyeshadow mo ngayon. Paano yan? Ganon. Gusto ko yung ganon na parang mas na ano ko to do better.
Shit, alam mo, wala tayong
confident
ano.
Din ako.
Alam mo, pinapatunayan natin na as actors or artists, dependent tayo sa papuri ng iba.
Papampam nga kasi ako.
Pero go.
Iyon.
Ikaw, Yudes, may ganun ka rin ba na parang bigla mong nararamdaman na, ay, ang charming ko pala, ganyan.
Alam mo, I have to say no. Although, I think may awareness naman ako na hindi ako pangit. But at the same time, I also know na, and this is me not being self-deprecating. I think this is just the way I was raised, no? Parang, I also know na if I'm going to be noticed, it's not because I look good. Does that make sense?
Oh.
Alam mo yun?
Ay, alam mo, alam ko na kung saan ang galing yung kung bakit gusto ko ng praise. Kasi when I was like young, naglalakad kami ng mom ko sa may baliwag, sa palengke, ganun. Tapos biglang may sumitsit sa akin na, I mean, catcalling siya, pero pinuri ng nanay ko. Yun yung first puri sa akin na sinabi ng nanay ko na sa akin na naalala ko na, "Uy, ang ganda mo, dalaga ka na." Kasi napapansin ka na. So parang, so feeling ko, yun yung root cause nun.
Yeah, for better or worse, that could have shaped the way you, And I understand. And and thinking about it, you can't necessarily blame your mom din.
Yeah.
Because, wala eh, doon sa ganung environment na parang you're still dependent on male validation. Pero I think ano, for me mas maganda if nakakakuha ka ng ano ng Becky validation. Uy, ang ganda mo.
Yeah, so I mean it It can come from anyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, kahit friends, girlfriends, ganon, boyfriend, or kahit sino talaga at all. Basta nang napapansin ako, ganon.
Alam mo kasi, alam mo, that's one of the things na tinatry kong i, ano, kasi again, it's the way I was raised na, you don't bring attention to yourself, no? Parang when you enter the room, you are never, always assume that you are not the most interesting person in the room. Diba? Parang ganon siya.
Ako baliktad. I am the most.
Because I feel like ano din eh, iba din yung ano mo yung flavor mo as a person. Pero ganun siya sa akin. So I always try to enter the room with the most unassuming of.
Alam mo, it fits ikaw, tama yun. Kasi it fits you. Kasi nung nasa teatro pa tayo, you're like, lahat sila, lahat ng hindi pa nakakakilala sa'yo, or even ako, nung hindi ko pa kilala si Kuya Yudes, you feel so mysterious to me. Pero interestingly mysterious ka. Kasi parang, kakaiba yung aura mo, ganon. Tapos may lakad ka na parang, alam mo, nakatingin kami lahat sa'yo. Pero, mysterious ako, ganon.
Alam mo, ano, I think that is a trait I would develop later on. By watching yung mentor ko ng directing. Because I think she knows. She recognized that people are looking at her when she enters the room. That's one of the things I realized na parang that's what it meant to hold power later on. Before, I thought power is means to wield it. Diba? In very obvious ways. No? When we think about power, it's not just simply yung political power or physical power. It's also yung social currency mo. Yung social weight mo. And then, I think, dun ko nakita na, okay, that's how you hold authority. Recognize that people are recognizing you. But at the same time, what you decide on that recognition, that's what makes it really powerful.
Yeah.
Na parang, sabi, parang, there was one time na inano ko siya eh, parang tinanong ko yung, ma'am, how do you, ano, parang, on when people are very, you know, when you do a very good play and people are very effusive about their praises, ang dami nilang inaano. Sabi niya, I just let them say it. In any case, alam mo yun, parang, the important thing is the people that are important to me, para sa kanila ginawa yung play, they're able to recognize the worth or the merit of the play, and that's what's important for me. Yeah, because you know, for better or worse, the audience will like what they will like.
Oh my God, I love her.
Diba? And you know, parang pag alam ko, feeling ko, and I think Ina, si Ina lumabas lang, tinake care of si Baby Duday. But I think Ina would also attest to this. I think she recognizes it, no? Pag when people are in awe of her, but she doesn't, ano? She parang, lagi, I'm pretty sure she'll just brush it off na, I've been doing this for a long time, so I know what I'm doing. Diba? But she'll never say na, outright na, kasi ganito, diba? And I think that is something na nung nakita ko na in action, that was something I also adapted for myself, no? Na when I entered the room and I feel like there might be possibility or I feel like people might be paying attention to me, I just let it be. Because especially I think in those situations where, you know, we're doing theater or we're discussing something, feeling ko kasi mas sa ganung arena ako nagsashine. I think in social situations, party, hindi ako maano, I don't think I'll command presence sa party.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I think in situations like, for example, rehearsals or it's a conference.
Yeah.
Feeling ko pang conference kaya beauty mo. Wow, parang di na wala!
Alam mo, meme.
Ano?
I hope hindi siya nakikinig na ko dahil.
Sino, sino?
Man, there was this one time na may conference sa UP. Umattend ako. Tapos biglang may sumunod. Parang merong student doon na obviously na galing siya sa ibang school.
Mm-hmm.
Na nawawala siya. Eh dahil ano, kakilala ko yung mga nag ano, yung nagtayo ng conference. So syempre, parang bilang tulong sa kanila, parang, ah, dito po tayo, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos sabi ko, tapos parang lumapit ako, sabi ko sa kanya, excuse me, pupunta ka ba ng conference? Sabi niya, ah, opo. Eh, dito yung entrance, you register here at kami, ganyan. So, ito na, natapos na yung conference, tapos nagulat ako after ng conference, andun siya, nag-iossi ako, tapos bila siya lumapit sa akin, sabi niya, kuya, thank you po pala sa pag-ano sa akin kanina, pagturo sa akin sa conference, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos parang sabi ko,
yes, Parks!
Hindi, bata kasi, kaya ay, hindi ako ano, hindi ako comfortable. I mean, I mean polite, but it's not something na, tingnan niyo ako, 16-year-old, 17-year-old.
I'm so beautiful.
Hindi siya ganun, pero dun ko na-realize, you know what, I have to be aware na may ganito akong effect.
Uh-huh.
It's not because para maging gandang-ganda ako sa sarili ko, but to also get me away from trouble.
Uh-huh.
Ako, ang mali ko nun, nasa, dun ako sa mga tindahan, sa mga kiosk, sabi ko, bumili ako ng Coke. Tapos kita ko, pawis na pawis si Baguettes, sabi ko.
Dinofferan mo ba ng panyo?
Hindi, inofferan ko ng Coke na inumin.
Uh-huh.
Coke sponsor us.
Coke sponsor us.
Sabi ko, do you want ba? Sige, kumuha ka na. And then, umano siya. Then, sabi, sakto pabalik ako ng UST nun for a rehearsal. Sabi ko, anyway, I have to go na. Tapos sabi niya, kuya, saan ang ano mo? Saan ang punta mo? Ah, paano ako sa San Juan? Ah, sa San Juan lang din po ako. Pwede po akong sumabay na.
Naka.
Tapos parang,
you're stuck with them.
So parang ako naman na, sabi ko, mag-aangkas na lang ba ako? Kaso sabi ko, mag-jeep na ako. Nagpara na ako ng jeep eh. So, turns out,
commit kayo together.
Nag-commit kami papunta. And then, bigla, nagulat ako nung nasa, ano yung station before San Juan?
May San Juan station.
San Tolo.
Sa LRT? Saan?
Basta yung bababa ka pa lapit sa San Juan.
San Tolo station.
Di Tayuman, ano? LRT ba pinag-usapan?
LRT2.
From Ateneo. From
bababa ka na lang.
Malapit sa, ano? Alam nyo,
Betty Gomez Monte Station.
Basta yun.
Basta summer station.
Somewhere station.
Ito?
Hindi eh, before pa. Parang 3 station before pa.
How my dare God. Me, na nakakahiya ka, di mo memorize si LRT to?
Tapos yun, nagulat ako bilang, kuya, pwede po magpa-picture.
Oh, ganda mo, girl.
Tapos ako, parang sige, picture tayo. Then, akala ko tapos na yun. Tapos bigla niya sabi, kuya, itag po kita sa photo. Ano pong Facebook nyo?
Ay! Nako, it's a trap.
It's a trap. Ito na. Parang, andun na ako sa situation eh. I don't want to be na, I'm not, parang I don't want to say na I'm not comfortable with this because I don't want na, baka kasi, you know, maybe he was being genuine. Diba?
Baka friendly lang siya, diba?
Na-appreciate niya lang talaga yung tulong ko
na tinuro ko yung saan siya magre-register.
At binigyan mo siya ng Coke at sabay kayo nag-commute.
Ang dami nangyari, ma'am.
Tapos nung ano na, so, fast forward, nag-pandemic na and everything. Uh-huh. Tapos may one time, nag-post ako sa Facebook na, alam mo yung mga ano, yung parang post of memory of us, yung ganyan. Tapos nag-message siya ng message sa akin, kuya, ang memory ko po is yung tinulungan niyo po ako sa keme na ganyan. Yung Coke po na binili niyo sa akin nasa kwarto ko pa rin.
Kinig siya ngayon. Grabe effect.
Na para sabi ko,
ganda ni girl.
Hindi siya parang, oh my God. I'm so good. Wala akong ganun. I have no illusions of that. Na parang, I'm just weirded out sa ganung.
It usually happens pag may mga genuine moments na sobrang ganda mo. Parang, totoo ba to?
Parang, it's a literal, guys. ako lang to. Guys, ako lang to. Hindi siya ganun. Parang, wala akong ginawa. So, for me, it would be something that I would have done for Sari, for Athena, for anyone. There was nothing extraordinary for me. So, parang to merit that kind of admiration na I don't understand. Pero, you know, he's doing well right now. Tumatakbo siya bilang, ano, bilang representative ng ano niya, ng college niya. Wow. So good for him, you know. Parang it's just I don't find you weird. I just find the whole thing
it's surreal.
Parang, it's surreal.
Yeah, actually yun yung sinasabi ko kanina, parang I think when moments like that happen, and kasi nga 'di ba usually yung mga ganda moments na super slow mo, you feel like sometimes pang pelikula siya, pero yeah, pag yeah, nangyari yeah. siya sa'yo, ganun ba? Oh, talaga, ganda. Ganda ka ba talaga? Napapaganon ka. Like, may, sorry.
Go.
Parang may moment one time na I was asking directions from a guy, and it was one of those days that you just really feel yourself. Mm. Like, ang ganda ng makeup ko, my hair was fine, parang my outfit was really nice. Tapos ano, nawala ako sa palengke ng, di sa palengke.
Sabi ko sa'yo eh. Proletariat betrayal ko eh.
Tapos alam mo yun, nawala ako sa palengke somewhere. Tapos sabi ko, may video na tayo so I can demonstrate it. Sabi ko, kuya, saan po yun? Yung kuya pala nag-ayos ng mga prutas sa kanyang fruit stall. Nag-ayos na ng prutas sa fruit stall niya. Sabi ko, tapos nakayoko siya. Tapos sabi ko, kuya, saan po yung kemi-kemi? Nawawala ako. Tapos tumingin siya pa. Alam mo yung tumingin siya pa taas. Tapos pagkita niya sa akin, parang, alam mo? Breath away, parang, tapos sabi ko, kuya, alam mo yung ganun, kuya, hello, saan po yung ganyan? Sabi niya, doon, banda na. Tapos alam mo yung parang, ang ganyan ko naman. Walking away from that, ang ganyan ko naman, natulala siya sa akin.
Parang, parang ano lang yan, yung kay Sari, yung, ano, yung angkas driver na meant to be sila. Nakwenta niya kanina nung naano mo si Dudai.
Oh guys, sorry. Dala ko pala yung baby ko dito. So, yung mga kapitbahay na pinofollow ko sa IG. Okay, kita niya, pinost. Now na. Pinost ko. Now na. Yung picture ng baby ko, dinala ko siya dito. Para may experience niya yung Podcast Network Asia.
Yeah. Do you have any other experience? Kasama mayroon pang isa.
Sige, go.
Hindi, pero meron ba kayong experience na ano, na yung akala nyo, gandang-ganda sila sa inyo. Pero, na-humble kayo real quick.
Wait. Alam ko meron akong ganyan eh. Pero hindi ko lang maalala ngayon. Hindi ko muna magkwento. Baka malala ko yung akin.
Ako meron ako kasi parang ano, sabi kasi ng tricycle driver, isasakay niya daw yung magaganda, mura lang. Tricycle feeling so I'm so ugly ganon.
Baka sabi ni Lord masyado mataas confidence si Athena lately. Maturuan niya na yung leksyon na magtanda.
meron ako yan parang I thought I could get away with parang crossing a line nung Broadcom kasi yung course ko, diba? So, isa sa final requirement na, hindi man final requirement, pero isa sa major requirement pag nasa UP Visayas ka was to cover the Dinagyang Festival.
Mm-mm.
So, parang host ako nun sa isang stage and at the same time, sa requirement talaga na i-cover mo yung isang stage tapos mag-call in ka sa station to report, ganyan. And hindi kayo tutulungan at all ng, I mean, you get like media passes, but you know, yung, I mean, you're students, so you're not really gonna get in there.
Yeah. But how you get in and cover it, that's going to be up to your
parang,
diskarte.
Parang, ano, yun yung tuturo sa inyo, di ba? Yung diskarte, parang, mm-hmm. Alam mo, parang I tried to like, talk to like one guy na parang, kaya pa yung papasyugin mo ako. Yung mami, hindi ko pala. Wala talaga. Wala ko napanood. Oh my God. Talaga, humbled real quick. Hindi ka pwede sa ganun, mo. Quick, kasi hindi ko cover kami ng dinigay. Hindi mo papasyugin mo. Wala, ma'am. Wala. Hindi ko maanda yung beauty ko sa ganun.
Wala pa akong ganyan. Because I think, yun nga, sabi ko, because meron akong self-awareness na hindi ako pangit, pero hindi ako wapo. Alam mo, hindi, I mean, Hindi ako yung...
Gwapo. Like, hindi ka ano, yung... Hindi ka parang aga mulak level.
Oo, na parang...
Pero hindi ka din naman, alam mo yun?
Hindi naman ako tapon, ganyan. There was this one time na... Kaso never kong ginamit yung technique na yan to my, ano, to my disposal, no? Pero I remember this one time kasi nalat, sabi nga ni Ina, ang ganda ko pang
conference.
There was this one time naman, alam mo kung saan siya nangyari? Enrollment sa UP.
Ah, alam ko to! Yung alam katabi ko rin mo! Yan. Yung katabi mo!
Oo, anong nangyari was, ito yung mali ko, ma'am. For anyone na bilingual, there are times talaga na magsaslip yung ano mo, magsaslip yung other language na alam mo, di ba? So there was this one time na nakaupo na ako doon. And again, this is a weird situation for me because I did not, again, this sounds like na nag-iayap ako. Pero,
ano ka ba ito na nga yung topic natin? Ilabas mo na yan.
Pero alam mo yun yung parang, that's one of the things that I like about studying in UP. I don't have to think twice kung ano yung susuotin ko. Alam mo yun. So, nagpunta ako doon, chinelas. Ito yung naka, yung, alam mo yung fisherman's sandal ko. Yung kulay brown na yun. Ganun yung suot ko. Tapos yung shorts ko, yung alam mong pang ano lang. Tapos naka, parang masabi lang na nag-effort ako, nag-polo ako. Tapos nag-ano ako. Because, mag-ano ko sa UP. Mag-enroll. So, hindi ko kailangan magpa-ano. So, I went there with that purpose. And then, ang init-init, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, nakaupo ako doon. Yung sobrang, nasa land bank na kami noon. So, magbabayad ka na. Land bank sponsor us.
Ay, yun ang lahat na lang. Tapos.
Tapos, yung may katabi ako na, may katabi ako. Tapos, I was just looking at my papers. Tapos, siguro siya kasi para, I think this was the first time ulit na mag-ano siya in the long time. Tapos, sabi niya, excuse me, so, saan na yung, process after nito. Tapos ako parang because ang init. Ano yung init na ano ka, yung lumulutang yung utak mo. So ako, I responded in half Bicol. Pakita po ng papel nyo. Dahil tapos ka na dyan, digdi ka na magduman. Para sa dahil tapos ka na siya, dito ka na pupunta. Digdi ka na magduman. Tapos sabi niya, Bicolano ka man, na ganun siya sa akin. Ay, sabi ko. Tapos parang, iyo, igugorin ako. Sabi ko, tagasain eh. Parang, tagasaan ka, ganyan-ganyan. Sabi ko, tabako. Ako kasi dito, na ganyan-ganyan. Potipot something yata, ganyan. Tapos, all throughout, ma'am, alam mo yung, because, I'm really not a fan of long lines. Kaya ako, kalaban ko, lagi ang, mga government agencies yung kaya part yun ng rason ko bakit wala akong passport kasi I cannot be bothered na pumila. Alam mo yun?
Oy, pero may online na ngayon ah.
Oh, pero still.
Oh, pipila ka pa nga the day na picture lang ka.
Diba? So, di andun na then you went there with no intention of in talking to people at baliwan lang sa registrar. Ma'am, nag-usap na kami tapos tinatanong niya, "Oh, ano Facebook mo ganyan-ganyan?" And then you know, I recognize na parang something is ano, something, there's something brewing.
There has been a murder. There has been a murder.
And then, tuloy-tuloy yun until nung hiningi niya na yung Facebook ko, binigay ko naman. Kaso,
Ayun na nga.
Kasi again, andun ako sa presumption na let's just assume that this is being friendly.
Okay.
Because
okay,
ayoko ma-humble.
Ayoko mag-assume.
Ayoko maging potassium. Pota na nga, assuming pa.
Pota ka lang dapat.
Or ayoko ma-relegate to Our Lady of Assumption. Tapos, binigay ko. And then, that night, nag-message, nakita ko sa messages ko na yung sa archive,
message request?
Oo, ganyan. Na parang, nag-message siya na, I was so sure that you gave me a fake, ano? I mean, I was so sure that you gave me a fake name.
Because Yudes doesn't sound so common, man.
It is. Parang ano siya, parang...
Yudes.
Yudes. Parang siya yung name na, ano mo, parang, what's your name? Tapos titigas sa paligid mo, phone cup. Isasabihin mo na
yun. Ano pangalan mo?
Yudes.
Tapos common pa yung apelido mo, Ma'am
Garcia.
Hoy, alam mo, ang punchline nung nag-NBA clearance ako, may hip ako.
Kasi ano to Anthony Garcia. Ganun yun eh. Usually kahit second name lang yung kapatid.
Ah, talaga ba? Yeah. Akala ko ano.
Baka may, search mo sa FB si Anthony Garcia.
Hindi, meron akong ano, Yudes Garcia.
Shoutout kay Maria Cristina Sarcon na taga-Pasay din. Hindi ko lang bayaran yung benefits ng buong taon sa Pag-ibig Fund. Kasi kala ko.
Ikaw yun.
Ako yun. And shoutout din kay Eduardo Bolivar na taga-Sursugun ata na hilo na kaming dalawa nung babae sa pag-ibig ba or sa SSS. Sabi ko, patingin po kung magkano pa yung utang ng asawa ko sa loan. Ano pangalan? Eduardo Bolivar Jr. Nung print out niya, nakita ko nagtatrabaho sa parang sugarcane factory. Ma'am, sa sobrang, ay buntis pala ako noon. Sobrang gusto ko nang umuwi. I just took it as it is. Tapos, sa back of my mind, yun lang nagtrabaho yung asawa ko sa sugarcane. Pag uwi ko, sabi ng asawa ko, sino to? Ba't ganito kalaki yung loan ko? Sabi niya, hindi man ako ni. Sabi ko, sino ba yan? Ikaw yan. Hindi, ikaw. Tsaka shoutout din sa Eduardo Bolivar Jr. na taga Region 6 din, na kaya laging may hit yung asawa ko. Kasi pumatay siya ng tao sa Iloilo.
No!
Oh my God! Kaya yung asawa ko, every time na papa-NBI, pinapatawag dun para sumumpa na hindi ako ito. Anyway, sorry na goldfish ako. Oh, go.
Oh, so, ano yun? I was so sure na you gave me the fake name. But think, parang ganun yung flavor ng message siya. But, you know, it turns out that that's really your name. Very interesting name. Na parang, dito, kami pa nun nung ex ko.
Mm-hmm.
So, sabi ko, man, I don't want to end up in situations like this again. So, I think early on, it was something that I consciously try to steer away from. Na whenever, I feel like, hindi naman, again, hindi sa pagiging ano, but I feel like, I might get unnecessary. It's not unwanted eh. Because
unnecessary.
Attention is always nice. And then ako sa edad na yun na we're in. Pag, like for example, pag si Toto, pag puwa-party siya, pag nakikita niya, pag sabi niya, uy, may nagano sa akin, may nagbili sa akin ng drink. Pero girl, siya. Sabi ko, di lang, sige lang, enjoy mo lang. Parang, I think, I don't want to be hypocritical and say na, oh, you shouldn't get attention from other people. So, no, attention is always nice. And that's why, alam mo, malaki din ang understanding ko sa mga influencers because na hindi naman nalululong siguro. Pero, but who kind of gets their kick off?
It's addictive kasi.
It is. In whichever way or form, attention is always, will always give you a high.
Pero parang side note, I think mas iba yung high sa akin now, especially now I'm in like going to my late 30s.
Mm.
I have a kid, so nagbago na yung body ko.
Mm.
Now iba na yung kick. Parang when somebody says, ang ganda mo, parang tinigil, ang ganda ko pa rin po. Thank you. Parang
ganda. Na siya, oh.
Parang, ah, gosh, I know.
Ganun,
ano na siya, hino ba, maraming salamat naman, na-appreciate mo. Ganun level na yung parang, ay, yun ako, ganda ko.
I think it's a different pressure for women.
Yes, of course, diba? It is.
Definitely.
Parang naalala ko dati, hindi naman, parang dati, nakahiga kami ng roommate ko sa kama. Tapos bigla na lang ako nag-lunge forward. Talagang, tinignan ko yung ilalim ng mata niya. Sabi ko, okay, wala ka pang crow's feet. Ako ba meron na? As in yung, alam mo yung parang...
May crow's feet na ba ako?
Ano yun?
Yung dito, ito.
Mm. Meron na ba ako?
Ako medyo meron.
Meron na rin si Sarah. Yeah, meron ka na din. Mm. Oh, ganun ako talaga. Meron. When it... Pero parang feeling ko sa shape ng eyes mo kasi hindi prominent yung crow's feet eh.
Oh, lucky me.
Oh, diba?
Lucky me, Pancit Canton, sponsor us.
guys,
kasi live na, so mabilis na ulit yung utak ko.
Guys, kasi grabe yung endurance namin for Zoom. Hello, pakiulit. Nawala ka. Cut, paulit, ganun. Favorite moment ko niyan, nung nasa Tagaytay si Sari. para talaga siya nagre-report sa may vulkan, para yung kabayan. Kabayan, nandiyan ka pa ba?
Ang hirap,
di ba guys? So.
Kaya ngayon, parang putain na. Feeling ko, ang fear ko na hindi natin ma-extend yung ano, yung episode. Ngayon ang fear ko, putangin na feeling ko mag-overextend tayo.
Inakarasan ko.
Inakarasan na B.
Mga ano pa, 20 minutes pa.
Tayo na 20 minutes pa lang yun para feeling ko.
40 minutes na, so 20 minutes na lang.
Ah, okay.
Diba?
Pero, I think, tama yung sabi mo, Ine. Parang as you grow older, your perception of attention and then your own sense of beauty changes. And I think it's highly dependent then on, it's gendered. Our attitude towards beauty is very gendered. The way na parang, my friends, yung barkada ko, they've been talking about na parang lumalabas na yung crow's feet sa akin. Yung ganyan. But it's something na never kong naramdaman. Or
kasi nga, lalaki ka.
Biologically, lalaki pa rin ako.
The thing I discovered naman, sorry, we're going to a route na medyo seryoso na. The thing I discovered, especially with aging and having kids, doon ko, di ba dati sinasabi nila na social capital talaga yung youth and beauty.
Yeah, it is.
And parang, it's pretty privileged. You ask for directions, people clamor to give you directions, you ask for help, people help you, just like that. Parang, dumaan ako sa point, at although it was just really a short point, kasi nga, di ba, parang I've always been psyching myself not to be pressured by those things. Dumaan ako dun sa point na yun na, how am I going to navigate life now? I don't have that pretty privilege anymore. How am I gonna navigate, life now? But I guess yun nga, parang nagsisteer lang naman yung the things that you use as power. Now, for example, I don't use parang, of course, youth and beauty anymore as power, to get the things that I want. Now, I'm using yung wisdom and yung knowledge of how to get things. And sa totoo lang, sometimes lalabas mo yung age card. yung mga bata nagsusuntukan, ay! Okay! Oh, ganun. Titigil sila yung mga ganun. Parang nagsisteer away lang siya from that.
Yeah.
But then, there will always be other ways to assert yourself, not using the things. Sometimes it is very scary. Yun yung gusto kong ipunto. I know I'm blabbering, pero parang it is very scary because you will reach that point nga, I am not that anymore. I am not it. I am not that girl.
I will never be casted as the ingenue anymore.
Yes, I will never be Mimi on Rent or Glinda on Wicked. Wala na. It's never gonna happen for me. It's so scary na dati parang,
it's scary and often, I would say, painful to admit that.
Yes, for dang. Dati parang, may nawawala po ka. Pwede mo ba ako isakay? Tapos, isasakay ka lang, diba? May mga ganon.
For 70 pesos.
Pero nangyari na sa akin yan. I'm pretty sure it has happened to a lot of us. Yung parang, sige na, may sumakay ka na. Tapos isasakay ka, tapos ahatid ka pa. Like up to the point na kung saan ka talaga mababablik. It was just youth and beauty privileges. But now parang, sometimes, ginagamit ko na to my advantage yung parang, I'm so confused. I'm such an old person.
Yung changes naman kasi feeling ko, nakakatakot talaga siya if kasi change siya eh. Kasi
and nobody tells you how abrupt it is.
You're used to being like na napapansin ka and like you can use these things sa advantage mo. And so parang nakasanayan mo na pagka ginawa mo siya tapos hindi nangyayari, hindi na siya gumana, parang
may bago ng Supreme.
parang naligwak na ako sa bahay ni Kuya. Ganon. Parang hindi na ako worthy. Parang doon na pupunta yung scary part. Pero, yung bago mong, I think, it also opens a discovery of something na pwede mong gamitin sa advantage mo. Ganon.
When I was younger, I think I relied on yung passion ko as a person to tide me through conversation to, that's how I'm sure I was going to get not necessarily attention, but I will be able to sustain a room for whatever it is. But now that I'm older and now, especially nung Zoom, this is something I discovered nung Zoom. I think mas iba na yung effect pag kalmado na ako. But kasi nung na-meet ko si Nasari, I think patawid na ako dun na mas capital ko is mas kalmado akong tao kesa fiery, I suppose, or I had grit or I had gumption for a lot of things. I had audacity, to do a lot of things. But now that I'm older, I'm nearing my 30s, I'm 28. Ngayon, mas nagkakaroon na ng meaning yung, mas nalalapit na ako dun sa edad na akala ng mga tao sa akin, without seeing my face. Yeah. Diba? So, I'm using that at my advantage now na pag whenever I feel like na everyone's a bit too rowdy or it's too much for me, that's something I discovered na magana lang, I'll just wear a certain expression and then for some reason mahihiya sila sa akin and tatahimik din sila.
Oh.
Yeah.
At tsaka, pero sa akin din, on the it's not really a flip side. Hmm. Grabe yung high when you turn it back on again. Di ba nga? For
example, yeah.
I've been such a dowdy stay-at-home mom. And then, you know, the pockets of days na parang kaya ko ulit magpaganda. And then when you go, eto yung moment ni Robin sa How I Met Your Mother when she wore the sundress.
Parang
biglang may nag-offer sa kanya ng drink tapos sabi niya, I still got it. Harang ganun.
Get out of here, buddy. I was trying to prove a point.
Yun. Nakaka-high yung ganun na parang, kaya ko pa pala. Salamat sa appreciation niya.
Well, mo, that's something I've yet to discover if I still have it.
Ako, feeling ko tumatawid ako sa ganun. Kasi nag-change din yung trajectory ng ano ko eh, life ko since nung nagka-boyfriend ako. After ko magka-boyfriend talaga, hindi na ako lumalabas. Mm. Alam mo yun? Yeah. So, naging stay at home. What? Charay!
Yeah!
Joke only, hindi pwede. Alam mo ba, sinabihan ako ng nanay ko, huwag ka muna magpapakasal kasi may binibili tayong bahay. Bumibili kasi ako ng bahay. I mean, binibili nila ako ng bahay sa name ko. So, bawal pa daw ako magpakasal hanggat hindi pa natatapos yun. Pero after daw, pwede na daw.
De, para for, ano, for para sa kanya legalities. Yung,
siya.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Pero feeling ko tumatawid na ako sa point na yung i-discover ko palang ulit yung parang confidence.
The single confidence.
Yung parang yung beauty na yung, I mean, not the way I did it before. Kasi iba na talaga.
Hmm.
Pero some, ewan ko, nahanap ko pa kung ano yung pinaka mapapansin sa akin.
Gusto ko yung sinabi ni Sarah yung turning it off and on. Sorry na wala ako kanina. So I might be repeating some points. Na, dati kasi, I noticed when I was young, kahit may jowa ako, you know, when you enter a room, your goal is to get everybody to like really, really like you. Parang, shit, dapat pag alis ko dito, in love na sila sa akin.
Mm.
And then when you get older, it gets tiring. Tapos yun nga, ang ganda na sinabi ni Sari na sometimes, papatayin mo na lang yun and then you just turn it on to use it to your advantage. Mm. Na parang, ang goal ko ngayon pagpasok ko sa kwarto na to, yung target kong tao, makukuha ko yung amor niya. Parang ganon. Hindi na yung parang kalat na, ikaw, love me, please!
Diba? Lalo na sa industriya na ginagalawan natin, parang,
it's really the,
important yun eh, yung pag-network mo.
And the people you impress.
As in, makikita mo rin sa salamin, lalo na pag in-observe mo yung sarili mo. Kasi ako, in-observe ko yung slightest movement or changes sa mukha ko at alam ko na nagbabago yung itsura ko.
Mm.
Yeah. Kamukha ko na ngayon, talagang carbon copy na ako ng mom ko. I don't know how it happens.
So, alam ko pag sin-switch ko yun.
Mm.
Like for example, nung lalabas na ako, kanina talaga parang sinasabi ko, hindi, isi-switch ko to, hindi pwedeng ganito yung itsura ko. Kasi without it, alam ko, iba yung effect ng mga gamot ko sa akin eh. Nag-iiba yung itsura ko, dumadown talaga.
Mm-hmm. Kumakalma ka eh.
So,
medyo
may ginawa lang ako na, okay, hanggang dito lang tayo. Okay, sige, labas na tayo.
Uh-uh.
Parang ganun. Yung
cheerleader psyching herself up. Parang, okay!
Honestly, that is something I want to discover again. Parang, can I still do that?
It's in there.
Feeling ko kailangan lang lumabas ng lumabas. Kasi feeling ko, you go out with workmates. Mm. Pero you don't go out with friends. Parang kami. First time natin magkita-kita after a very long time.
And I've been here sa Manila since last year.
Uh-oh. So,
speaking of, sige lang, tuloy lang kayo dyan.
So ayun, feeling ko mababalik mo yun when you engage yourself with people na you engaged with before pandemic. Feeling ko a lot of, ang daming naging effect ng pandemic in terms of
sobra.
Feeling confident and you know, sa ano, sa pag-network mo sa mga tao. Kasi parang nagkaroon kayo ng barrier now eh. Kasi 3 years kayong di nagkita. Tapos, syempre, ang dami nangyari sa 3 years.
Lalagay mo pa dyan yung psychological, ano mo, yung psychological anxiety mo about it. Kasi, health-wise ha. Kasi although, officially kinonfirm na ng World Health Organization that COVID pandemic is over.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah, nagpost sila kagabi. Oh, nagpost sila kagabi. But still, grabe 'yung ano ngayon, I still get anxiety na ano, minsan
ako din
na I go to places and I feel like na shit, ang daming walang mask.
Yeah, na ano pa din ako na gugulat ako minsan na pupunta ako ng mall. Parang sabi ng friends ko, huwag na tayo mag-mask. Ha? Hindi tayo mag-mask. So sabi ko, ah sige, sayang naman yung makeup ko.
So, it's getting used to that eh. Kasi before, parang wala eh. You just enter the room, be chummy-chummy with people, be familiar with them.
Like kunyari ngayon, di ba, I told you guys na I am feeling some sick.
A little bit down the way.
So parang before, I wouldn't let you know about that. Parang walang conscious effort to inform other people of your na you feel under the weather. Mm. Pero ngayon, after the pandemic, it naging customary na siya
to inform people in advance.
Na makakasama mo.
Yeah, yeah.
Ganon. And if they're okay with it. I think that's one good thing. Yeah. Pero like, parang nagkaroon tayo ng barrier talaga with other people eh. Na parang di mo na sila kilala.
There's this number of rules and etiquettes now that you have to follow. You know, in for the sake of the safety of others. But it does get dun sa ano, parang napurnada yung dati mong mga technique. Diba? Na parang before, papasok lang ako, okay, para makuha ko yung loob niya, didiretso ako for a hug.
Mm-mm.
But then again, shit, baka ano siya, baka kimi siya dun sa ano, sa hug. So it's different. No. I think this would have been a wildly different topic. I mean, it's still the same. I like to think it's still this more or less the same, but this would have been a wildly different topic if this was say something that we talked about 2-3 years ago when we were, you know,
anong fresh pa na ginagamit natin mga technique na to. And wala pa tayong we're entirely different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, life was, alam mo, it's, parang, hindi ko ma-explain, parang, it went by so fast, but it also was slow. Ang daming nangyari. And parang, I personally just grew so mature. Yun nga, tas hindi mo na din kasi magagamit yung ninja moves mo ng pagandahan kasi nga nakamask. Yung mga ganon.
Lalo na nung may yung ano, face shield ba yun?
Oh my God.
Pangit na pangit ka talaga.
Alam mo, ako sino sana magandang guest dito, si Ingrid.
Ma'am, yung kutis pa lang nun, kahit naka-face shield yun, pagbibigyan nyo lang kahit sino.
Alam mo, in fairness, nung birthday ko kasi last year, di ba, dun kasi siya, kasama namin siya. Tapos lahat ng friends ko na sa circle ko, gandang-ganda sa kanya. Sabi, ang ganda nung kulot na yun, kasi kulot siya.
Hindi na ko yung magandang kulot.
70 pesos.
Sabi ko, ako ba talaga pinuntahan nyo dito? Naka-makeup ako, yung mga ganang gown. Ako, ganda. Tapos parang lagi lahat sila sinabi, ang ganda ng kulot na yun. Sabi ko, kulot din ako!
70 pesos!
Cheers lang. Ano, pero yun, I think she still got it talaga. Pero yeah.
We saw each other, ano, and you know, there were times na may makikita ko na
ay, gusto ko yun! May gano'n!
Nag-sign si Bono 1 hour na kami nag-chikikain.
Yo, shoot, ang ina niya.
Yeah, pero yung habang umiinom kami ng kape, biglang may nakita ko na lalakad bago pasok sa cafe, tapos titingin sa kanya. Sabi ko, grabe, iba pa rin talaga ang power sa English.
Oo, diba?
You know what, I think that's why there are some, I noticed this, nakakwento ko nata to. There's just randomly, sorry, before tayo, ano, ano to, pagalitan ni Von. You know, I noticed that there are a lot of pretty girls that have bad posture. Nasabi ko nata sa'yo to eh. They have bad posture because people look at them all the time.
Ooh.
And that's why, I mean, that's just my theory. Pero like, all of the really pretty girls that I've met, a lot of them have bad posture kasi lagi silang naka-ganyan, naka-yuko. Kasi I really think, alam mo yun,
they're trying not to stand
they're
out.
They're trying not to stand out. They're trying not to, okay, sige, I'm gonna lower my energy. But you're just so goddamn beautiful. I'm sorry, I'm gonna stare at you.
Ma'am Partida, may ano nun, may kinalmot si Ingrid ng pusa niya nun. So meron siyang ano, meron siyang napakalaking unappealing na band-aid sa mukha. Na parang sabi ko,
pero pag si Ingrid may suot nun, karakter.
Di ba yung bad trip na bad trip tayo after ng Nana Rosa, na yung mga, may mga photos siya na sinusuntok siya sa chan.
Pero ang ganda
pa rin yan.
Ganda, oh. Parang, pero make it, ano, make it Vogue.
Yeah, parang ako nag-post na ako lahat-lahat. Wala pa rin, pero siya sinuntok na siya rin.
Samantalang yung picture ko na nakanganga talaga ako. Na,
fair naman to, bakit ganun kinuha sa atin?
Ano yung mga ganung tao talaga na yung kahit anong angle niya, anong gawin niya sa mukha niya, kahit ano siya, kahit di siya mag-ayos, maganda pa din siya.
So, pinapala sila ni God and Jesus.
Totoo. Mas mahal sila ng kaunti.
Gusto ko lang i-share bago tayo mag-end na nanonood ako ng Maria Clara at Ibarra, and I swear to God, I think Julian San Jose is casting perfection as Maria Clara.
Oo naman.
Oh, para talaga siyang, as in, yung iniisip mo dati na, I'm sorry, Chin-Chin, sorry. Eh, sorry po, Chin-Chin. Alam ko siya yung, di ba, yung series before na maganda, no? Dolly Vitangere. Ang ganda kasi ni Julie San, I swear.
Ma'am, alam mo kasi kay Chin-Chin na ano, na,
medyo matapang yung mukha niya.
Na parang hindi accessible, hindi siya accessible na Maria Clara.
Parang may line si Maria Clara doon na, kasi we were talking about Ingrid, kaya ako naalala, pahapyaw before we end. Yung parang, kasi may isang episode na, kailangan nilang lumabas sa gabi, kasi pupuntahan nila si Ibarra. So naggayak, wow, sila una, naggayak lalaki sila, tapos naglagay sila ng uling sa mukha as bigote, at mga ganyan, balbas. Tapos sabi ni Julian Jose, totoo mahal, katawa-tawa ba? As in, katawa-tawa bang aking itsura? Sabi ko, bakit ang ganda? Wow! Bisis ka!
Bagay na bagay siya as Maria Clara kasi mukha siyang Pilipina na tawag dito.
Na haluan talaga.
Anak ni Padre Damaso na mapapagkama na
mong casting.
Pinaglihi siya kay Mama Mary.
Pero alam mo, kudos kay Barbie Forteza.
In fairness. Yes. Magaling na actress si Barbie.
Doon ko na-discover na ano na parang fairness kay bakla.
Actually, parang yung ano eh. Parang no acting-acting doon si Barbie Forteza. I really think gano'n siya palaban in real life. Kasi sobrang palaban niya doon siya.
Alam mo, ano yan? Brand din ng ano yan, ng Betraki yan at Tropa. Siya yung babaeng palaban.
Alam mo yung tipong galit na yung buong 1884 kay Clay. Pero parang, parang may isang eksena doon na parang men have no right to tell women to shut up. Ganun yung pagkasabi niya. Ganun yung pagkasabi niya. Sabi ko, lutong na lang.
Alam mo, I haven't watched it so hindi pa ako, pero from the clips that I saw, nakuha niya yung tamang timpla wherein it's not cringy. Kasi usually there are shows like that wherein they're trying to be cool about things.
Yeah.
You know, but then the acting style is so off.
Yeah. But
it's just cringe. But doon parang...
Actually, hindi naman din perfect yung series na yun. There are scenes like that. But there are scenes that are also, galing nyo. Parang, so kudos! Woo-hoo!
And to me, that's okay. Because, you know, that's... shortcomings. That's the natural offshoot of experimentation. Mm-hmm. But to me, that's what's more important is artists are trying out new stuff.
Yes.
Diba? Anyway, grabe yung ano.
Sorry guys.
Grabe yung
goldfish natin. Napunta na tayo sa Maria Clara. Ano ang pinag-uusapan natin before that?
Maganda.
Maganda naman kasi naman si Maria Clara. Pero alam mo kung sino gusto ko makita? Si Salome.
Siyang Salome nila doon, this girl na nanas sa TikTok, si Rain.
Ah, si Rain.
Yeah. Okay. Sino si Elias doon? Si, what's his name? Si ano? Si...
Para magpanik si Ina, quiet lang tayo.
Sino to? Sorry. Sino to?
Ay, basta siya.
Ano, shit, di ko alam.
Jesus Christ, what's... Rocco na si...
Rocco.
Siya ba to?
Wala nga ako.
Si Rain, that girl from TikTok. Yung, Rocco na sino?
Rocco.
Tapos may eksena doon na maghahalikan sila ni Salome. Ma'am, nagigets ko bakit sinunggaban ni Rain si Rocco na? Kasi si Rocco eh. Talaga,
yum, 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 y
delicious.
Sige, sige.
Nasiya yung baby ko umiyak sa labas.
So. Sige, before siguro we wrap up, no, parang, what's going to be your advice for the kapitbahays, no? For in who are, you know, discovering their own sense of beauty, their own sense of identity, and, you know, juggling, parang nire-evaluate nila yung beauty politics nila.
Ako yung sinabi ko kanina, especially someone coming from the outside that you already aged and stuff. It's not, do not limit yourself to that, the physical beauty that you have. It's a vibe, it's something, you know, it's a lot of other things that you have in you that you could use as power to navigate the world.
Yeah.
It's a vibe, tama.
It's a vibe, ganun. Pero alam mo yun, physical beauty of course is wonderful all the time. I'm pretty sure Ingrid has a very, very wonderful life. But at the same time, hindi siya parang...
It's not the end all.
It's not, hindi siya angkla na parang, ah, okay, hindi ako maganda. So, hindi ko na kaya. Yung ganon. So, there's really a lot of things that you have that you could use as power to navigate the world. So, go.
How about you, Athena? Say, Rosari.
Ano, I think kasi the physical beauty, it comes in a double-edged sword. Like, you attract goodness and you also attract the bad things. You easily attract them kasi you're more noticeable than... Regular face.
Parang you can't be the, ano, what's that term, Mina? You can't be the gray old man.
Yeah, I can do that.
Like, kunyari pumasok ka sa room, mapapansin ka even if you
Whether you want it or not.
Oh, yeah. So parang, with, yung ma-advise ko lang siguro if someone is discovering that, experiencing that, na sometimes, wala eh, it's gonna be there.
It's a cross that you...
Oh
my God, what a burden.
Why did God give me this?
I guess enjoy the perks. Yeah. And also, pero be careful. Be careful. Kasi usually kapag, ano, they tend to, like, you're more prone for people taking advantage of you.
Yeah.
So, at the same time, prone ka din sometimes to like overuse it and take advantage of others. So
it's just as important of, you know, taking care of yourself. You have to be sure that you're not using yung advantage to take advantage of others,
yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Well, for me, if you feel that you're beautiful, you believe. You have to believe that you are beautiful. Kasi minsan nararamdaman lang natin just for a time eh. Pero maniwala ka. Maniwala ka na may kagandahan ka talaga. And na kaya mong maka-attract ng mga things and tao with that beauty that you have. May it be physical or, alam mo yun, internal. Meron yan. Whatever happens, meron kang vibe na kayang ilabas or i-share na magagamit mo to your advantage. You explore it, accept it, believe in it. And magagamit mo siya into great lens, I'm sure.
Alam mo, yung mga ganong experiences natin, hindi naman natin siya, alam mo yun, ginawa first time na ano, on purpose, na-discover lang natin siya. Kasi, ay, gumana, gano'n. Parang maganda pala ako. Tapos dun na, you build that confidence.
Yeah.
And gawin mo siyang root. Na then gamitin mo siya into good. Papaganda ng buhay mo, papaganda ng buhay ng others. Para hindi sayang. Alam mo yun?
Ako siguro ang maging advice ko for those who are discovering, especially for the younger generation, I think you guys have to continue what you're doing in terms of yung the current discussion and direction of what beauty is.
My
generation, I keep saying that they're so lucky. Dati diba parang mag-post ka lang ng selfie sa FB, parang sasabihin ang ganda sa sarili. Ganyan. Ngayon,
And parang, this is just me, no? I'm the problem. Parang, minsan, hindi ko na binabasa yung mga comments sa mga ibang tao. It's not because I'm not supporting them, because to me, it's just too fluffy minsan. Parang, love your progress, ganyan. No, I'm thankful that they have progress. It's just because I grew up in an environment where praise is not given freely. It's something that you earn. So parang it does, but at the same time, sabi ko, this must be doing wonders to everyone's confidence. That's why everyone is so alakas ang labag po sa TikTok, ganyan.
Yeah.
Diba? Just keep doing that. And be also aware when you're being retrograde about it, diba? Mm. Because sometimes we think we're being progressive about things and then it turns out na we're already policing yung mga ano. Mm. Because like for example, minsan na I'm being careful when, you know, in terms of the term bayawak. The first time na pinag-usapan natin yung bayawak, it was very important for us to underscore na ang pagpuri sa bayawak ay hindi pagtapak sa bitraki.
Tama.
Yes.
Na parang,
at ang pagpuri sa bitraki ay hindi pagtapak sa bayawak.
Na parang just because, you know, someone is conventionally beautiful, you know, parang nagiging ano na siya eh, on the opposite end of the spectrum na parang, ah, kasi maganda lang siya kaya ano. Alam mo yun, pupunta siya into that direction. Diba? Diba nga, ang concept is, hindi dapat yung pagbabaliktad ng triangulo, hindi yun yung nag-iisang solusyon.
Yeah.
Na pag yung mga exotic beauty, yung bayawak, yung naganda mayani, yun na yun na, hindi ibig sabihin nun, it's a license para tapakan. Kasi ang ginagawa mo is inuulit mo lang yung cycle.
Yes.
No? And then, pangalawa is, I think, kahalilito no, ano yun, mga naging advice natin sa social media, yung sa, dapat hiwala yung social media na matatanda. Na let people feel their oats.
Tama.
If they feel happy posting photos, let's not be ano, parang if walang natatapakan yung tao, wala silang sinasaktan na iba, let them do what they want. Parang I think, because we have, one of my favorite quotes is, you're the result of millions of years of evolution. Fucking prove it. And I think we as people, we have to be at that stage we're in. Those things should not be a big issue na sa atin. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm not oblivious. No, we're still operating on certain social mores or conducts. But at the same time, my God, if it does not imperil anyone, if it does not hurt anyone, let them.
Yeah.
Let them be them, diba? So yun naman yung sa akin. But at the end of the day, you know, parang just have fun. I think if you have fun, people will start having fun, and next thing you know, it's the rest starts to not matter anymore. What you look, how you, if it's that energy that you bring into the room,
magfo-flow.
It will, and it's not. And I think that's a better and more durable. I don't want to use the term better, but I think that's a more durable social capital.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So yan. I think doon muna tayo, no? Ako nag-enjoy ako. Sana mga kapit may nag-enjoy kasi with this episode.
Yeah.
Diba? Si Ina ngayon ay inaasikaso lang si Duday, pero you know, I'm pretty sure she's oh, mukha naman nag-enjoy si Ina, no?
Yeah.
So tapusin na, maraming salamat sa pakikinig at sa mga nanood sa ating Facebook page. Maraming salamat sa pananood. Maraming salamat, Von, sa pagsuporta sa amin. Diba? First time yung nagkalat. Ay, hindi naman tayo
nga makalat eh.
Diba? Pero maraming salamat, Von. Your help is very much appreciated, no? Gusto namin to take this chance para pasalamatan ang Podcast Network Asia. Podcast Network Asia, we're back. Thank you very much.
We love the
new office, no? And also, we'd also like to take this chance para, you know, to encourage everyone to listen to our coffee list. They're also recording in this room, in this building. We have other rooms pa here. Give them a listen. Just visit Podcast Network Asia's website. Yan, mga kahitbahay. Sana nag-enjoy kayo. Pag may gusto kayo ikwento na something similar na, no? Something to this, or gusto nyo lang magkwento and stuff like that, you can tag us social media, message nyo kami, or kung nangiya kayo, message nyo kami. Everything is at Kudazzers. That's KUDAZZERS.
Yes, and use our hashtags. Hashtag Kudako lang. And if may question kayo, hashtag
Question
mga kapitbahay. Ay, nakalimutan ni bakla.
And mga kapitbahay, so again, si Ina ay currently inaalaga si Duday. So let's give power and strength to Ina. And kay Natalie ngayon na taking care of stuff. Kaya hindi siya nakabisita. But definitely in our future
next
recording.
Next time, nandyan na siya.
Yan,
malaking screen. Ganun.
Siya na yung boss. Yung parang
CEO, ganun.
Phineas and Ferb, di ba? Pag may bagong mission si Perry the Platypus.
Ang bago na ng Phineas and Ferb, hindi ko na naabutan yan.
Isip ko lang kasi kung ano yung mas alam ng lahat, yung Phineas and Ferb, di ba? Si Natalie magbe-briefing sa atin. So Natalie, we miss you pag bumalik ka ulit ng Pilipinas, pag bumisita ka, record tayo dito, no? Again, maraming salamat, mga kapitbahay. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Sari.
And Athena here.
And y'all just listen to
Cool Dazzers!
Wow, wala ng delay!
Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.